Podcast month is a time of harmony, of friendship. All through February, WFOD shares the mic with their fellow podcasters as a gesture of good faith. But don't worry. Come March, we will be right back to motherfucking everyone again. So happy podcast month, everyone, from your friends at the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Now, Matt, Stephanie, she's booking television shows. She was in the Kid Falling Through the Ice movie.
Breakthrough.
She's doing things, Matt, and I'm thinking about a couple weeks ago. I had it in my head, man. I really liked Dunkaroos, and they don't make them anymore, and that's bullshit. And I want Dunkaroos. And the whole day, all I thought about was how I couldn't have Dunkaroos and I wanted some. And my day was ruined, Matt. My day was, I was done for the day. I stopped working. I just went down. I sat at my desk and I thought about my Dunkaroos.
Right. I'm starting to see how this connects with multiple tumors and cancers. Keep going.
They stopped selling Dunkaroos in 2012. The last pack was sold in America. It was recently announced, Matt, that our fight all these years has finally bore fruit, Matt.
Yeah.
This summer, Dunkaroos are back. We did it, Matt. We did it.
They brought them back this year?
They're coming back this summer, Matt. It's been announced. It's happening.
Enjoy them while you can, because whoever put them out is going to tease you, just like the Coca-Cola company teased me when they brought Ecto Cooler back for exactly 2 months and then said, Fuck you.
Why do Dunkaroos go away? Like, they're just not that popular?
Yeah, but they're back. So there must have been a demand, an outcry, Matt. They said, you got to bring them back, and whoever makes them, they listened. They listened to us, is what they did. Guys, welcome. I'm Mike. Matt's here. Travis is here. Hello, guys.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, God damn it, Travis. It's Valentine's Day, isn't it?
Damn close. This week is Valentine's Day week, so I hope you got your sweetie something special.
Phone number to contact
the
show.
Make sure that you use code WFOD when you...
Sherry's Berries and Flowers.com.
Yeah.
636-487-HAND. Is our phone number. Guys, there's a lot to discuss in the world. Matt, I think it was a victim earlier today of road rage. You ever have a road rage out there on the roads?
You know, not really. I shed a lot of my road rage a long time ago. I used to suffer from a lot of the anger, that misguided anger, that misplaced anger. And now when I'm on the road and I'm driving around, I'm honestly pretty laid back, pretty
that
pretty
happened
casual.
To me too. Matt, you think that's an age thing? Because now it seems like if somebody like honks and flips me off or something, I laugh at them.
I used to speed up and like chase somebody. If they cut me off.
Like sometimes when I see somebody like riding my bumper and they're like, you know,
riding
trying to
dirty.
Get, you know, they're riding dirty, Matt. And I see them out there and they're doing their little their ziggy zaggy dance.
Right.
I like to just pull up next to a car and pace them so that they can't get by. I do it on purpose. I find humor in making people mad on the road now.
All right.
And used to be one of those people that like was in a big goddamn hurry, and I'm just anymore.
You didn't really shed your road rage. You're just now a passive aggressive driver.
What would you call that though?
Passive aggressive driving.
But like
that's a form of road rage still, I believe.
Yeah, you are still a rageful man.
Okay, so it's I understand like it on like an interstate highway that's multiple lanes, that like the left lane is for passing and the right lane is for just doodling along. Mm-hmm. But I mean that's not the case on just like a regular road. I mean, then we're just kind of all on the road. And buddy, some of us have to turn left, some of us have to turn right. So we just kind of
If I'm on
around.
A regular road and I get a car that's like up on my shit, I'll literally just pull over and like let him go. You go get wherever you need to go in a hurry, because I'm just moving.
This man like swerved around me and honked and pointed at the right lane as if to say, you're going too slow for the left lane. And then he was just zigzagging all around. And me and Laura are driving down the road just laughing at him because he's getting nowhere. It's 5 o'clock. We're all in the same traffic. Like I was pulling up next to him at lights and laughing at him. So I guess I need to get to where you are. I'm at a different spot now. But it is different because I used to be an angry, ziggy-zaggy driver. I was in a big goddamn hurry. I'm not in a hurry to get anywhere anymore.
No, me either. I'm just there.
Sometimes I catch myself in the morning driving to work, like going 50 on the highway. I'm like, what am I doing? I should at least go the speed limit. What am I, dead? I'm like driving slow. I'm being a big doodle. No, doodle's not the right word, Travis.
A big doodle noodle.
I'm a doodle noodle, I guess, is what I am, Travis. A doodle noodle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Travis, how are you on the roads? Are you in a goddamn hurry?
I mean, I'll still shout in my car at somebody who doesn't like use their blinker, or whatever. Like, you know,
I hate it.
Blinker, asshole.
Yeah, I say
that kind of thing.
Yeah, nice blinker. Like,
pull out in front of me, you fucking dick. There's nobody behind me for 2 miles. You know, that kind of thing. But
yeah, but I mean, like, you don't honk and flip people off anymore, do you? You just kind of say it to yourself.
The only time I will honk at somebody is if like I'm coming up to an intersection, like a T intersection. And I'm going 55 and they decide that they're going to, you know, pull out to go the opposite direction of me. And I can stop in plenty of time, but I just want to let them know that that was really stupid that they just did that. So I'll lay on my horn for something like that. But I mean, other than that, I don't care.
My other thing, Travis, is a lot of times if somebody is driving like a fool, I need to see what they look like. I need to see who it is. And you know what, Matt? It doesn't matter what it is. I always say, oh, of course.
Yeah. I don't know. It just doesn't matter, Mike.
16, I bet. Or, 60-something years old, I bet.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is. I'll just say, oh yeah, yeah, that checks out.
It doesn't matter. That's the thing, Mike. It just doesn't fucking matter.
My favorite thing to say out loud is, ooh, real cool, buddy, when somebody decides that they need to lay on the gas and like screech their tires, or like, you know, if they got like big pipes on their truck or something that they were trying to blow a bunch of black diesel smoke out of. I always like to be like, ooh, real cool, buddy. Or, yeah.
You know, I'm quite the opposite, Travis. I actually go, hey, guy, I hope you get where you're going on time.
There you go. There you go. I got to get to where you are, Matt. Because right
I
now,
just give a good old thumbs up, and I'm like, hey, guy, good luck.
You're living your life, fella.
Matt,
that's your transcendental meditation that you've been practicing for years is probably what's doing that.
I don't know if what I'm doing you could call passive aggressive, because like I really am getting joy from it. I mean, it's not like I'm doing it to like wrong someone.
I would think that anybody who practices anything that's like passive aggressive tactics probably gets joy from their passive aggression.
Right. You're trying to feel that right in the sweet spot, right? Chest, like in between your chest and your stomach. You're trying to feel
you're not really being outwardly mean. You've just blocked a guy in between two cars who's clearly trying to get somewhere in a hurry.
Yeah, right. You're enjoying that on the inside. It's an internal feeling opposed to an external.
Should have left earlier, Matt.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the way I look at it, and this is the frame of thought that I'm always in. Like, there are times when I leave the house and I fucking left late. Now, I'm still not in a hurry at that point. But I get it. Like, the guy's probably under a lot of pressure. You know, he's trying to get to his job. He's got a family. He's trying to get the kids out. Like, we've all experienced that shit. So let's just help each other out. Fucking, I'm gonna slow down a little bit.
But it's not helping out. He's driving above the speed limit. It's kind of like a citizen's arrest, Matt. I'm really doing like the
world. You're not a fucking cop. You're not a cop. You're not assigned that job to fucking police the society. Let the guy fucking speed to
He's probably gotten in trouble with his boss like 3-4 times for being like a minute or two late. And he's like, God damn it, I can't be late again because Jerry said that he was going to dock me a half hour's pay if I'm late again. And then I might be suspended. I got to get to my job because my kids got fucking braces I need to pay for.
I wonder if, because I mean, I leave at the same time every day and I'm leaving from the same neighborhood every day. I wonder if like I'm getting the same guy. Like over and over again, and he just knows.
You are putting way too much thought into this. Like, this is just, Mike, just move over.
Move over? Am I going to pull over to the shoulder, Matt?
Yeah, pull over the fucking, let the guy go.
I got places to be.
Tune in to Hair Nation on Sirius XM. Yeah. Listen to some Warrant for a second, you know, sing along with it. Let the guy go by and then pick back up where you left off.
I got really into yacht rock for a while, Travis, but lately it's been a lot of rock bar. And rock bar is a different mood for sure.
Define rock bar to me, please.
Rock bar is like a mixture of Van Halen and Black Sabbath and like Godsmack and Korn. Like they don't play anything new.
That's really strange.
And they don't play anything from the 90s. It's like it's either like late 70s, early 80s, and then like strictly like stuff you listen to in like 2003.
Yeah.
Like they'll play System of a Down and then they're like, okay, now, and let me tell you a lot of Van Halen, and I am not a Van Halen. Their lyrics are just shallow and dumb. Van Halen sucks.
I love Van Halen. Their early stuff. I'm not a big Hagar fan, but Their first few records are fucking amazing. But big fan.
Matt, you know, they played Bob Seger's Main Street the other day. Have you heard that song recently? That song's fucking creepy.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't really care for Bob Seger.
Like,
no, and I think most of his songs are kind of creepy as well.
Like Homeboy, like
Night Moves is really kind of off.
Homeboy's like stalking a stripper. Like, he just hangs outside and like waits for her to leave, and then he just kind of watches her go to her car, and that's the song. It's like, I'm hanging out on Main Street. There's a stripper in there. I'm not going to go in there and, you know, watch her take her shirt off with all the creeps. I'm just going to wait out here and watch her go to her car. It's creepy. It's a creepy song.
I got
to
see this stripper in real life, baby.
I like Van Halen's Fair Warning. I think that's one of my favorite Van Halen records. But they're self-titled. Van Halen's really good. I like the David Lee Roth era.
The Hustlers and the Losers, they used to watch them through the glass while I'll stand outside at closing time just to watch her walk past. Unlike all the other ladies, she looked so young and sweet as she made her alone down that empty street down on Main Street. He's a creep, that Bob Seger.
Yeah,
why doesn't he just hang out with them?
Guys, I didn't want to get off the subject of cars because I wanted to ask you if you saw the Fast and the Furious 9 trailer, because, oh, boy. So, the Fast and the Furious franchise is an alphabetizer's nightmare. Like if you purchase them, and I know, Matt, oh, physical media, I have them all. I love the Fast and the Furious movies. They're fucking stupid.
Travis,
they're great. Listen. They're great.
This asshole went to a Goodwill and bought season one of Boston Legal.
Who the fuck wants to watch Boston Legal?
Motherfucker, Travis, went to Goodwill. No, listen to this.
Boston Legal's great.
They had Boston Legal season 1, 2, and 3. And God knows it was probably $3 for each box set.
Ooh, maybe he got lucky and it was the color of the week.
Travis, it was the color of the week, but I didn't realize it until I got up there. I thought about, oh shit, I should go back and get seasons 2 and 3. And I didn't. I just walked out with season one.
That's it.
I went home and I thought about it for days, Travis.
Did you go back then?
I didn't. No. But, you know, I mean, I imagine they're probably still there because who's going to go in there and be like, ooh, seasons 2 and 3. I ruined it for everyone because
the same guy who just 2 weeks before you bought just season one and was like, oh, shit, I made a mistake. I'm done now. I need season 2 and 3.
Right. Fast and the Furious.
The same guy, by the way, who blocks people in traffic so they can't get to their destination on time.
Am I a bad person, Matt? Like, is this show really just going to be like used as evidence one day to prove that I was not a good guy? I like to think I'm a good guy, but I'm probably not. It seems like there's a pretty good history of us doing this show and me telling you guys stuff, and you saying, no, you're not a good guy.
But you've never applied it to your life.
Well, and Travis, you know, the show has had many people like as co-hosts, and throughout that tenure, none of them have said I'm a good guy. So, I mean, you'd think like one of them would agree with me, but you guys never do. I got to get somebody on this show that says, oh, yeah, Mike, you're right. Hasn't happened yet. Anyway, so it was The Fast and the Furious, then Too Fast, Too Furious, then it was Tokyo Drift, but then you find out later that Tokyo Drift is actually 7.
A prequel.
Yeah. Because after 6, they're like, oh, yeah, Han, who died in Tokyo Drift, is in this one, but then he's in a later one. Died. So then, yeah, Fast and Furious, which I don't know what the fuck they were thinking with that one. They didn't put a 4 in it or anything. They just took the thes out. And then Fast 5, Fast and Furious 6. And then Furious 7.
No Fast in that title.
Well, let's not forget it. Fate of the Furious, right?
Yeah. I would assume that you would probably just order these you put them in the Fs and then like you just go in order that they came out, I guess, is what
this is worse than Die Hard, by the way. Die Hard at least started out right, right? Like it was like Die Hard.
Right.
Die Hard 2, Die Harder, and then it was Die Hard with a Vengeance, and then Live Free or Die Hard, and then Good Day to Die Hard.
So,
right?
Like, Travis,
bad.
Han died at the end of Tokyo Drift.
Oh, no, I did. You asked me if I saw the trailer. You know what? I did see the trailer because he's not dead.
So no, he's been
alive.
Dead for like 4 movies, And then,
well, in the chronological, like in the timeline, he's been dead for four movies, but really he's been dead for many more, right?
Well, yeah, he was in three and he died, and then like they have him in five and he's alive. So this is really the second time he's come back to life.
Weird thing happened on the way to Fast Five.
Yeah, a very strange thing happened with the Fast and the Furious movies, right? Like Fast and the Furious came out and people really enjoyed the movie. They couldn't get everybody back for the sequel except for Paul Walker. The sequel was awful. They did Tokyo Drift, which at the time when it came out wasn't, you know, nobody really cared for it. But and then they stopped, like, we're done, right? And then they waited a while until the fourth movie came out. Well, at some point when the fourth movie came out and on our way to the fifth movie, like the third one became this really like cult classic.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Dude, people love the third movie.
Who's the guy? It's Luke Haas or something, right? Or
yeah.
And
Tokyo Drift became this really big popular piece of that franchise. And when that happened, like, oh, well, I mean, he was in that. We got to bring him back because everybody loves him. And, you know, they tried to mess with this timeline. And I don't know where we're at in the timeline. And, I mean, they brought back Michelle Rodriguez because she died at some point.
Well, she died, but then she came back and she had amnesia.
Right.
She's like, guys, I don't remember any of you. But then, like, she learned to love.
Gal Gadot helped her come back and remember her past, though.
It is crazy what this franchise has done, though. Like, consistently, I think the success of the franchise is probably better than any other franchise in history.
The crazy thing to me about the Fast and the Furious series is the fact that it started out as just like a weird street racing, undercover cop kind of drug running thing, right? And now it's turned into this weird ass series where these weird, like, street racing people are now all like secret agents.
Travis, they were
driving around shadow operatives.
They were driving around Antarctica stopping nuclear subs in the last movie. The last movie, they were like, oh, we got to stop this nuclear sub. We better drive fast.
This is like trying to get that hacker gal and whatever. Like, they're jumping, they're driving cars out of airplanes and shit. These people just used to drive around on the streets of LA racing for pinks. How the hell did they progress into these people parachuting their fucking Miatas out of the back of a bomber to rescue a hacker to decode some bullshit nuclear stuff? I don't understand this series at all, and I will tell you one thing. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. And Dave Harvey, famous for Harvey's Headlines, he said, and he always kind of stands by, that this is the best franchise to have ever existed as far as consistency goes from beginning to end. Like, there's really only one quote unquote bad movie, which is the second one. Everything else actually is decent. And if you look at any other franchise as a whole, as an entirety, you know, it's like one or two good movies and the rest of it's shit.
So
you mean on the second one twice. I feel like that was an integral part of this franchise because that is what brought Tyrese into the fold.
Listen, I hate Tyrese. I don't like him at all, and I hated the second one.
By decent, you mean, like, I mean, it's pretty retarded, Matt.
What's that?
The Fast and the Furious movies.
Yeah, I don't know why you use the R word.
Hard R.
But, yeah. I mean, they're stupid. They're stupid movies.
They're all stupid, and I love the fact that they try to one-up themselves, right? Like, it got so stupid that, you know, like, the craziest it got was like in Fast 4, right, where they're pulling that giant safe down the streets of Miami.
That was
like,
five.
Oh, shit. People totally bought that. That's fine. What do we do for the next one? So what did they do for that? Was that the one where he jumped the car across
skyscraper?
Yeah, and then there's the one where he jumped his car. He like hit the guardrail so he could fly through the air to catch Michelle Rodriguez in midair and then crash the windshield of a Camaro.
If you watch the trailer for this new one, like, literally a car jumps off of a cliff and a plane picks it up, and the second car that's chasing that car, like, jumps off the cliff and onto, like, somehow snags a cable.
Travis.
And then flips this, around a mountain.
Vin Diesel does a George of the Jungle off a cliff in a car.
The Fast and the Furious franchise is the movie that kids playing with Hot Wheels when they were 8 years old would make.
But
like,
the,
look at
the
how
whole
I jump
crew.
Off my knee into the air to crash into a helicopter, land perfectly fine onto a tanker truck who carries me over to this other platform. You know what I mean? It's like,
right. I have a rocket launcher like inside this. Of my car that boosts me up into the, you know, yeah, it was, yeah, fun, imaginative stuff. I wouldn't say the movies are stupid. I just think that they're silly.
Matt,
you know?
The like whole crew is made up of people who were bad guys in previous movies. Like, they were trying to kill them. I mean, Michelle Rodriguez was the bad guy in 6, I think. And then Jason Statham was the bad guy in 7.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel turned bad for 8.
Well, in the entire time previous to that, The Rock was always trying to catch them because they were the bad guys.
Right. And his partner, that Mexican gal, she was trying to catch them with The Rock. And then
yeah,
she ended up making a baby with Vin Diesel. And by the way, guys, the bad guy in the new one is John Cena, who inexplicably plays Vin Diesel's brother, which has never been mentioned that he had a brother. And like, ethnically, how does that work out? Because
they're probably foster brothers.
How weird does John Cena look with hair?
It's
like
baffling.
Weird, dark brown hair on his head makes no fucking
Matt,
sense.
Fast 10.
He's going to be the best friend in the next one,
John
right?
John Cena is going to be part of the crew.
Thing about that.
Yeah,
trait.
He'll be part of the crew in the next one. They'll have to have another bad guy who in the next one will be part of the crew. It's just like recruiting bad guy. It's like the Suicide Squad if they would have done it right.
And what happened to John Cena? Like, John Cena used to be fucking this massive guy, and now he's like, does he kind of look weird? Like, does he look deflated?
But he like kind of looks like Ernest a little bit.
He does.
He does look.
He
does look
like Ernest,
a meaty
Travis.
Ernest.
Has anybody ever said that before? Because you are dead on, Travis.
Yeah, I mean, when he was, I just watched, rewatched Daddy's Home 2 a couple of weekends ago because the kids love that movie, and I was watching towards the end. When they're in like the movie theater and stuff and everybody's singing and then he like decides to belt out sing or whatever. I'm like, that looks like fucking Ernest. So I don't know. Other people might have made that observation, but
I do love John Cena though. I'm excited.
Very funny.
I'm excited to see him in the movie. Like, and I'm excited for him to join the cast. You know,
he was funny. In what was that movie he did? Cock Blockers or something? Blockers.
Cock Blockers. I liked him in Trainwreck too.
Oh, he's very funny in that too. Oh, actually, Trainwreck. Yeah, he was hilarious in Trainwreck. Yeah, I'm a fan of John Cena. I'm sad for him that it took him so long to be in a bunch of movies because he made that one movie, 21 Rounds, trying to be an action star a la The
Wasn't
Rock.
Wasn't he the Marine?
Right. He was,
yep, he was the
Marine
as well. Well, yep.
The Rock,
and I
the
like
Rock
that
had
rounds.
A,
I thought it was really
a slow start to Travis. Like, he was in that one with Stifler, and he was in...
Oh, yeah, Rundown and Walking Tall. And then he tried to do Be Cool, the Get Shorty sequel.
And then he was in Get Smart, which bombed. I mean, he had a rough start, and then he found his way.
Yep, and, you
gotta,
and here he is.
You got to pay your dues a little bit. You know what I mean? Pay your dues.
That's true. That's
and now true. Now he's going to be fucking Vin Diesel's brother.
Wait, what more pretty could cool, an aspiring actor ask for, really?
I'm excited. I'm excited. I can't wait to see that. I think it's going to be pretty good.
Guys, what we're going to do, we're going to take
a break.
What are
we going to do?
After the break, we're going to talk to our good friend Jody Bananas. And Travis, I'll tell you what. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a thing about Jody Bananas.
Ooh, I can't wait.
So you stick around. We'll be back in just a minute. Word.
Dubfod goes hard.
Dozens of times,
you leave it in there like an evil surprise, just flush it down. Down, 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 down. Woo-hoo-hoo. Brown or gold, you gotta flush the commode. Don't flush it down. Just flush them down. You dukes, just flush them down. You dukes, just flush them down. You dukes, just flush them down.
You are listening to StrangeLabel.com. Viva La Label.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Birds of Prey opened this weekend with $33 million, which is $100 million less than Suicide Squad made. That's a lot. It's a lot less. Guys, I saw it. It was fine. So, you know, I don't know. Beats me.
Handcrafted in the United States by Matt in his kitchen. The Popcorn Bitch scented candle. New and a Dubfod exclusive.
The thing that worked for me was the air smells like popcorn. And that made me really happy.
Get yours today at WFODix.com.
It's like looking in a mirror.
Once again, WFOD.
Guys, welcome back. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Travis, let me tell you something about Jody Bananas.
Oh, yes, please.
Travis, we had a couple of cancellations. One last night, one this morning. And I was ready to throw in the towel, Travis. I was ready to say, you know what? Fuck podcast month. That's what I was about ready to say, Travis. I was about to be done with podcast month altogether. I was about to say, you know, we'll just do a show. It's fine. But my man Jody Bananas, Travis, he respects the integrity of podcast month. And he said to me, no, Mike, I have a podcast. I'll save the day. Guys, from the Po' Boys podcast, Jody Bananas is here.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are y'all?
Jody, how you doing, man?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me here on this glorious evening. It's always a pleasure. Travis and Matt is drunk here, or is it just you guys?
Drunk is not here.
Okay,
yet.
Cool. I just didn't want to be rude and leave him out. So, yeah. Hey, guys, what's up? Nice to meet you. Po' Boys podcast. Yep.
Jody, are you enjoying podcasting?
I still enjoy it.
Are you more into the creation or the politicking?
I think...
You like playing the game a little bit, don't you?
A little bit, yeah. It's fun, but I think you have to do one to get to the other is kind of the trick. Like, fortunately, I'm not a very creative person. I don't draw. I don't sing. I don't play guitar. But I have had a few crazy motherfuckers fall into my lap throughout these circle jerk retweet groups and these, you know, Facebook shits. And over a long period of time, you will collect quite a few crazy people. And I have been inspired by a few of them. So it's nice. You know, I'll take it hand in hand, I guess.
Did you say you collect crazy people? Like, like G.I. Joe's?
Yeah, you don't collect crazy people? I'm sure you would have a wonderful collection after 10 years with the dub fod there, Mike.
Of crazy people? I guess who would we consider like our stable, Travis?
Oh, boy. It's evolved over the years, right? I guess
Joe Exotic would probably be a team captain, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely up there. I don't know. Jody, I feel like, is probably part of that stable.
It would just be people that we're somewhat fascinated with that we can observe. Yeah. Well, yeah. Like Liquid? Aren't you curious like what Liquid does?
You see what he does every day online.
I don't mean crazy as in insane person. I mean crazy is just maybe a little off, just a little bit different. And yeah, you notice these people and they hang out.
Not even in a bad way, just, you know, there's a little something extra about them.
Just fellas that you could be a little curious about.
Like a chromosome or two.
Like what's Liquid doing? Like right now.
Liquid. I'm happy with my relationship with Liquid. Like, just, you know what? He's there. He interacts. He says stuff that that I want to, you know, respond to on occasion.
But you don't want to know what he's doing?
No.
No.
You can see what he's doing is what I'm saying. Always. You can always see what he's doing. Jump online.
He checks Reddit and he gets mad at stuff.
He's on Reddit. He's probably on what, like Twitch?
I don't think he's on Twitch.
YouTube.
There's a lot of hours in the day that I have no idea what Liquid's doing. I know what Liquid's doing when he's pooping, Travis.
He probably has a job he goes to.
Yeah, but what does Liquid do? Like, for a job.
This is fun. This is a game I played with some circle guys. You find them and you go, what do you do for a living?
Like, what does Liquid do?
That's funny, Travis, because that sounded like a game show theme, and we are going to play America's Favorite Game Show, which I'm pretty excited about. Jody, have you ever been on when we've done a game show?
I've been on for two specifically, and usually it's with old Zombie Cast guy.
Oh. Well,
I was on for two of those.
Travis, what happened was I saw that. Did you know that right now the Defense Department of the United States is updating all of their software? So, I mean, like, this is the end, right? This is when it all happens.
Oh, shit.
Is it like they had a bunch of outdated old ass computers and they were like, you know what? We need to update all of this. And they're calling it Project Jedi. Jedi stands for something. I don't know what it is, but it all just seems like it. So anyway, Project Jedi, they gave the contract to Microsoft. And Microsoft is like, cool. But Amazon's like, wait, no, fuck you. You just gave it to Microsoft because Trump doesn't like us. And so they're suing the United States government because they wanted to update the software. And like, really, it's just like, who's going to be the one to press the button?
Can you sue somebody for not picking your company?
Yeah, because the government, any government contracts have to be bid out, like all of them, from right down to like your city road work or your county road work or your state road work. Every public sector job has to be bid out.
And Amazon probably know that they were the lowest bid because they don't give a shit about losing money. They probably did it just so that they could be like, Yeah, fuck yeah, we're doing
Amazon
government
does
shit.
Not give a shit. You know, my wife, just Sunday, we were delivered an empty envelope. There was like a bubble mailer that Amazon decided not to like peel the seal strip off of and fold it over. So it was just like a wide open envelope. So whatever was in there obviously fell out. So my wife contacted Amazon and said, hey, you dipshits didn't seal the envelope. This thing that I ordered wasn't in there. And they were like, oh, okay, well, here's your money back.
And right. Here's another one. We'll send you one.
And we'll also send you the thing that you wanted. Travis, they don't give a shit.
I ordered a pair of headphones from Amazon, and they sent them to me. And when they got here, they were broke. And I was like, I messaged them. I was like, hey, my headphones are broke. And they're like, okay, we'll send you another one. Like, okay, well, do you want these back? And they're like, no, we don't need them.
No.
And I was like, but they're broke. And like, you're sending me another one, so let me send this one back. And they're like, well, I guess if you want to send it back. So then they gave me a label to send it back, and then they refunded the whole thing and gave them to me for free anyway.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
And then, they probably don't even open those packages.
It's like when you return something to Walmart, like you see all the shit that gets trashed. Like if you bring it back and say it's broken, they're not testing it to see if they can put it back on the shelf. They just throw it in a fucking trash can and collect the insurance.
Yeah, it goes into a shopping cart until which time it can be thrown into a giant garbage heap, and then they just
they mark it down and they say, oh, this is a loss. And then they collect whatever at the end of the month.
They don't give a shit. I had a cord that I ordered, and then like 5 minutes later realized it was the wrong cord and I didn't need it. So I canceled it. And they shipped it to me anyway, and I got it, and I was like, guys, I canceled this like 5 minutes after I ordered it. And they're like, okay, well, we'll just give you your money back. And I was like, okay, well, I'll send the cord back. And they're like, nah, it's inexpensive.
I don't know why you're going through all the trouble. Like, yeah, if they're not asking
any
for
of this shit,
just fucking still move on with your life.
Well, that goes back to your original point where Amazon obviously was like, this is a government contract. Let's bid as low as humanly possible.
You ain't outbidding Amazon is what I'm saying. So, yeah, maybe there is some. But really, they're just arguing over who's going to be like the one whose artificial intelligence enslaves us. And so it led me, Travis, to coming up with America's next favorite game show. It's called Who's That Robot? It does have a theme song, if you guys will indulge me.
Please.
This is the theme song for Who's That Robot? Too much AI, but can you guess them? Some are from people, some are unknown. When it's judgment day, you'll answer this query. Who's this robot?
Damn it.
Is it Siri? Guys, 9 rounds for Who's This Robot?
9 rounds? Holy shit.
Yeah. See, there's a lot of artificial intelligence out there, Travis. They all have different voices, though. Some of them are subtle differences. And some of them are based on real people. If I was able to determine the real person, I would get a clip of the real person talking. But some of them are a secret. Some of them they don't tell you, or they just, like, made up a voice like with computers, and it's not even based on a real person. So I'm going to, these are all robot voices from something out there in the world. I get, should we do negative points, Travis? Because see, I feel like when I don't do negative points, then you guys just get silly. You know what I mean?
What do you want, silly? Is that what we're here for tonight, Mike?
No, Jody.
You want serious robot voice guesses.
This is serious business here.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
I want the eye of the tiger. Jody, you want to win, don't you? You didn't come here to lose.
A harsh reality is, depending on what decade you pulled some of these from, I might honestly not know some of these.
I mean, like when we played the baby game and I didn't have negative points, then Matt was just like, oh, butt fucker baby. And I'm like,
I don't think I said butt fucker.
Yeah, the baby butt fucker.
I don't think I said
that. That one sounds about right. Yeah, I think it was.
Did baby. I say that?
Yeah,
those words,
Matt,
came out of my mouth.
You were being a silly fucking goose, is what you were being.
I don't think.
Check the tape. It's recorded.
I don't think
I said baby butt fucker. That's a terrible thing to say.
I want you to have the eye of the tiger. I want you to want to win. You know,
so, I do want to win.
So, guys, I'm gonna play a voice. You got to tell me what product this is from. What the robot's name is. So I guess you got to buzz in by saying your name.
You got to do all those things, the product and the robot?
That's the best you can, Travis.
Do the best you can.
Do the best you can. Here's round one. Who's that robot?
So when I recorded those voices, I had absolutely no idea where they would end up.
So that was an actual person.
Matt. All right. I'm going to say Alexa.
Matt, you are incorrect.
Yeah.
Travis. Siri.
Travis, that was Siri.
That was Siri?
That was Siri. Guys.
Well played.
Round two. Who's that robot?
You know, it was really fun to do. I didn't have to pull from very, very far, sadly. But that has to do with theater training, I imagine. You know, I'm a theater actor, so... It's really fun to get to do those things.
Alexa.
Matt, that was not Alexa. You were incorrect.
Travis. Google.
Travis, that's incorrect. That was not
Jody.
Google. Jody.
I'm going to say Cortana.
Jody is correct, you guys.
Oh,
that was
Cortana. Android phones, motherfucker.
Jen Taylor.
I do like that he said Jody and then followed up with Jody B. Like, oh, to clarify, from the other Jodys in the room.
That was Microsoft's Cortana, who actually, fun fact, Travis, Cortana, voiced by Jen Taylor, is the voice of both Cortana, the artificial intelligence, and Cortana from the Halo video games. It's the same voice. It's pretty exciting. Guys, here we go. Round three.
Microsoft.
Who's that robot?
Pour the flour onto a large breadboard and form it into a mound with a well in the center. Beat the eggs, oil, and salt together and pour it into the well. Mix with a fork, blending some amounts of the surrounding flour while mixing.
Okay, so this one's pretty hard. If you guys get this one right, I would be surprised.
Matt. Is it the voice for Amazon?
No, Matt. It is not the voice for Amazon.
Okay.
Nobody on this one?
Boop, it's boop, negative. Boop, it's Mike.
Yeah. Guys, that is the voice of Stitcher Radio. Like when you're listening to Stitcher and it goes, resuming episodes.
Yeah. Nobody listens to Stitcher Radio.
I've never listened to Stitcher.
Yeah. I told you it was hard.
Very hard.
Guys, round four. Who's that robot?
Most sharks have 5 to 15 rows of teeth in each jaw. There is no real count because
Matt,
the teeth...
Trap!
Can you not hear me?
Jody, were you first?
I said it, but it's okay.
I'll have you on the honor system, Jody.
Go ahead.
You saved the podcast.
Why are you going to put him on the honor system and not me?
Matt, were you before Jody?
Yes.
He might have said it really soon because it did take a moment. So I can't hear you guys either when it's playing. Like maybe that's what it is.
Jody, Matt's probably going to be wrong. So we'll let him go. Matt, go ahead.
I mean, it's got to be Alexa.
Jody, Matt was right.
Yeah, it was my guess too. We're going to run out of them in just a minute, and I don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Strangely enough, Jody, we're not going to run out of them. There's a lot more. Okay, here's round five. Who's this robot?
I don't practice a religion, but I'm open to learning what you think.
Travis.
When will the world end?
What?
Google.
Travis, that was not Google.
What?
No.
That's what my Google sounds like.
Guys. Boop, 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 boop. Okay, that was Bixby, which is Samsung's artificial.
That's right. That's right. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I could just hit this button.
Say hi, Bixby. Hi, Bixby.
You got a hey, Samsung.
You don't say Bixby?
No.
It's more fun to say Bixby.
Mine only responds to Samsung.
Hey, Samsung, let me talk to Bixby.
Hi, Bixby.
Bixby, where can I get a quarter pounder with cheese on the cheap?
Guys, just said, hey. Round six.
Don't bitch.
Bixby? What kind of a fucking name is Bixby for a person?
Who's this robot?
A typical grilled cheese sandwich made with two slices of white bread,
Travis.
Margarine.
Travis.
Is it Google?
Travis, it's Google.
Yeah. I'm going to need the maiden name, please, sir.
Guys, honestly, right now.
No honor system. I said it first. I said Matt first.
Guys, Jody is
wrong. Let's let him go first.
Guys, we got a real barn burner here because Jody is at one. Travis is at one. And Matt is at -2.
Oof.
Oh, we are on to round seven. Name this robot.
Matt.
Matt.
That is that fucking cripple. What's his name? Oh, God damn it. What is that cripple's name that's a robot?
Stephen Hawking?
Stephen Hawking. That's who that is.
No, Matt.
Jody B.
Matt, Jody.
So a speaking spell.
Jody, you are correct. It's speak and spell.
Matt, you fucking dumb. Well, Matt.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Oh, that's the only reason, guys. I'm sorry. I happen to know that one.
Didn't he use a speak and spell?
No.
No, he probably used a mic.
Stephen Hawking.
Used a NASA.
That's the other guy. That's the other dude with glasses. Matt, hey, what's the difference between Christopher Reeves and Christopher Walken?
There doesn't really need to be a punchline,
don't
does there?
Do it.
No, that's the joke right there.
That's the joke.
Don't do it.
That's the joke.
Matt, I wish I would have thought of Stephen Hawking earlier. That probably would have been a good bit. Guys, round eight. Who's this robot?
Heads up. The alarm may sound. The alarm is loud.
Matt. Alexa.
No, Matt. It's not Alexa. We already did Alexa.
I was really hoping you were so worried about it getting silly.
Heads up. The alarm may sound. The alarm is loud.
Jody B?
Jody B.
Is that an ADT security system?
It is not, Jody.
Yeah! Take your negative point.
Guys, that is my smoke alarm. That is a Nest Protect.
That makes sense.
It's the voice of Nest. Guys, last round, we have a tie here. A 1-1 to -3 tie.
Jody would be winning if he wouldn't have made that stupid-ass guess.
Right, if he had just not guessed, at worst, he would have tied. Guys, round nine, this is the last round. Who's this robot?
Grubby and I had always wanted to go in search
Travis.
Of new and wonderful things.
First, fuck you, Jody B.
Jody.
The Teddy Ruxpin.
Of course
it is. What the fuck?
Yeah. What?
I heard Travis first.
Yeah, I heard Travis too.
I said Jody first, though. That's the problem.
No, I heard you say Jody B after Travis screamed Travis. The first word came out of Teddy Ruxpin's mouth and Travis went, Travis!
I mean, we could reference the tape. I'm pretty sure Jody buzzed in first.
Reference the tape, then. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, play it back.
Play it back.
I don't think I can. Can I?
No, you
I don't
can't.
Know. Can you? You just said you could. You just said you could reference the tape, so reference the fucking tape.
Yeah, you ain't shit, Mike.
You should ask a listener, Liquid there. Ask Liquid who said it first, because he's actually listening.
Goddamn rigged game.
Liquid lozenge.
Like
the
fucking... presidential elections.
You trust Liquid Lozenge?
I'm saying he's unbiased.
He's a Travis guy.
He's very biased. Yeah, he's a Travis guy.
Yeah, I trust Liquid Lozenge. Guys, so it's up for
It's up for debate. Go ahead and tweet at us.
I guess I'll have to do a poll,
bullshit,
Travis?
Or I won.
Do a poll on who buzzed in first.
I was really hoping for a short circuit Johnny Five drop.
I was waiting for Johnny Five as well.
Nail that.
Johnny Five. Damn it.
Happy.
I would have known that. Should have went with that.
Automation. What was that robot's name, Mike, in Automation?
Otto.
Yeah. We could do another. We could do like, we could keep this game going forever.
I like the Flight of the Navigator guy. He's fun.
Matt,
yeah, Alpha 5.
Matt, I did my homework. You said last week that you wanted me and Travis to watch a thing. Travis,
yeah, man. Did you guys watch the McMillions?
So the story goes, and Travis, I did not know any of that. Did you know any of that?
I did know that there was some insider weird shit going on with the Monopoly game for the first however many years that was going on. That it was.
I have
kind of
not watched the second episode.
Me neither.
Watched the first episode, and I'm going to say this: while I've heard about it and I've read little things about it, and I knew kind of an outline of what had happened. After watching the first episode, I was kind of like, not as interesting as I thought it would be.
Obviously, they were fucking people over.
Well, they really tried their best, because the first episode was like edited like a Steven Soderbergh heist movie. You know, like they're trying to make it look like Ocean's 11 and shit.
They kept cutting to that one FBI guy.
They were like, oh, this is the guy that we're gonna piggyback.
The only interesting person in this case.
he showed up to a meeting in a gold suit. Clearly, people need to know about this. And you're like, no, he actually showed up to a meeting in a gold suit because he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, right. And he is too.
That's just a thinking. Dick.
At first, I was thinking, oh, this guy's kind of just outside the box kind of dude, you know, or whatever. Yeah. But as that first episode went on, I'm like, oh no, this guy sucks.
Yeah, I don't like this guy.
I would have never wanted to work with this guy. People around him probably hated showing
this
up.
This is the guy of the FBI that's just always drawing his weapon for no reason. Like, guys, we're investigating tax fraud. Why do you have your gun out right now? Well, it's boring.
Oh, let's go undercover.
No, you don't understand. This job is boring. I got to make sure that we shoot somebody.
I probably wasn't listening. I was probably hungry a couple of times because that meeting was boring.
Jody, you remember the movie Office Space?
I do.
Do you remember the one guy who had like one line when he's like, I'm going to show that girl my O-face? Like, that was the only time he was in the movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's this guy.
This guy.
Yeah, that's this guy. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, he comes in
just a douchebag.
Yeah, he comes in. He has a couple of like stupid one-liners, and then he leaves, and everyone just like breathes a sigh of relief that he's left the break room.
Thank God this guy's gone.
Yeah.
People clap.
Like, I mean, it's definitely interesting to kind of hear how, you know, I'm curious where we will end up with as far as how they were able to tie this whole thing together and rig the system. But the first episode,
well, it's pretty obvious, Matt. Like, the head of security of the PR firm took all the pieces and gave them to all his friends.
Right.
Case closed. We don't have to have more episodes.
Yeah. How many episodes is this thing? Because watching the first episode, I was like, that's it, right?
Yeah, it's done. It's a little bit of a bummer. Like, I wanted this to be a little bit more interesting than it was, and it's not. And I guess that's Mike, hopefully somebody looks into the camera, tells us that we're the problem, right?
Yeah. you gotta be asking yourself, like, why were you playing the Monopoly game when you weren't gonna win?
Right.
You encouraged all of this. You gotta turn off the machine, Matt.
Yeah, you're part of the reason Uncle Jerry did all this.
Uncle Jerry.
Where is this available at, guys? I need to watch this.
It's on the old HBO.
Yeah, Hubble.
Hey, guys, can I borrow somebody's HBO?
Oh, I did watch the Super Size Me 2.
Chicken one?
Yeah, the chicken one. Fuck, man. It's got me kind of fucked up about chicken.
Travis, there is no, like, there's four people that own chicken. So, like, you can't get chicken that isn't owned by one of these four
Mike,
people.
How fucked up is it that they have bred these chickens to fully mature over the course of 8 fucking weeks? Their feathers can't even catch up.
They can't even stand up.
They're, They're so big. Have you seen like the tit meat on a one of these Tyson chickens they have?
Motherfucking Morgan Spurlock shows up to his chicken farm and they see a chicken that's like the normal, the actual healthy size of a chicken that's 6 weeks old, and they're like, oh no, that's a deformity.
And Matt, like, as long as they took to cut, like, with cigarettes, like, how long they took to actually say, yeah, this shit's giving people lung cancer and stuff. It, like, because the cigarette companies are the ones that are doing the tests to say that it's not. And then finally, somebody just said, like, the evidence got to be so much that, like, they couldn't hide it anymore. That's what's going on with these goddamn chickens. Like, you think about all the fat fucks. And how much fucking anxiety medication they're doling out and stuff. It has to be all this fucking chicken.
Oh, I didn't really get that from the documentary. Like, they're not necessarily, they're just breeding everything.
Don't you think
a certain
that
way?
There's no way that all that shit that they're putting into chickens to make them all fucking weird isn't fucking with us.
It didn't seem like they were putting a lot of things into chickens. Like, they vaccinated the chicken when it was a chick, and that was it. They're not pumping the chicken full of anything.
Yeah, but they've chemically
altered them. Not giving them steroids. Like, they can't. But my point, you know, with other animals, just like dogs.
No, they made that.
Them into that, though. Like, you over time you start to make them huge.
When you watch this documentary, they make it very clear that they can't give the chickens any hormones or any of that shit, and that when companies say like it's hormone free or it's antibiotic free, it's like, well, yeah, because nobody ever gave them antibiotics to begin with.
But I mean, they obviously like altered the evolution of chicken,
right,
in
and
a negative way.
That whole aspect of it
an
is
an unnatural, fucked up way.
So it's kind of like horse racing, right? Like when you get into horse racing, what they've done is they've scientifically said, I'm going to breed this perfect horse with this perfect horse to create perfect horse babies, right? They've just started breeding chickens to say, all right, well, this is the fattest chicken. And slowly, it's not evolution progresses, it's actually an evolution degresses for the chickens. Like, all right, well, if we were breeding humans the way that we bred racehorses, we'd have the ultimate football player. Like, right, if we took the strongest, fastest male and we took the strongest, fastest female, and then we bred them together and then created a line that was this group of, you know, oh wow, this is perfect, the perfect human, then okay, that's what we would have, these extreme athletes. But with chickens, it seemed like what they were doing is saying, hey, all right, here's a big fat fuck chicken. I'm going to breed it with a big fat fuck chicken. And then over the course of time, like slowly, we got a 14-week mature chicken. We got it down to 6 weeks. And their feathers aren't even fully matured by
the time. Hey, you gotta feed the people their Popeye's chicken sandwich. How the hell are you gonna do that if you don't breed these insane fucking chickens fast?
I still think there's some funny business going on, Matt. I think
there's definitely something. It's just not so much chemicals. It's just science. Basically, they made a pug out of chicken, or a bulldog, one of those weird fucking dogs that you don't need. It's just for looks or whatever. And it's created asses and autism. It seems to be the two leading problems, the byproducts. So, good luck, guys. Have fun with the
chickens. Dude, did you see the scene when they were trying to like determine the gender of the chickens? And they're like, the person just throws the chicken in each plastic
bin. Like they do it in seconds, and it's an art form. We talked about that a long time ago.
There's sex in them chickens.
Travis, were you talking about chicken sexers?
Chicken sex.
I don't recall this.
Yeah.
Here's the better part, guys. I don't know if it showed that because I've not seen this documentary, but you know what happens after that to the little male chicks, right? They go in the meat grinder.
Yeah, like there's a preferred one, and the other ones just kind of get tossed the fuck out.
Hens have bigger breasts, and they lay eggs, so they're more, you know, profitable, malleable, whatever the fuck. So yeah, the little dude chicks, they just throw them in like literally like a big circle meat grinder thing, and I'm pretty sure it's what they make McDonald's nuggets out of. I'm not certain.
That's probably the chicken in your Purina dog food,
because they're not worth waiting the 8 weeks for. Like, the, no, they just
it's
say,
just a waste of water and space and all. So fuck them. I get a lot of those trucks around here that drive them around. I mean, it's whatever. I love chicken, so you know, no. I've dealt
with chickens. My favorite. My favorite is the, and I don't know if it goes into this in the documentary, but when they talk about free range chickens, yeah. all they mean is that it's not in a cage where it can't move. It's got like a 1x1 pen that it can like walk around a
right.
little bit.
Right. Yeah. They did that in the documentary. Like they just give them this little wire space that allows them to kind of come outside. And it's just, if they choose to go outside, then they're a free range chicken. It has nothing to do with them actually being
free range. I think I'm gonna stop eating chicken.
Guys, no, don't stop eating chicken. The moral of the story is you need to get chickens and keep them in your backyard, make them lay eggs, and then when you feel like eating one, you need to hack its fucking head off.
Dude, Mike,
come around here, you can get chickens from any farm around here. They're like, yeah, you want a fucking chicken? We'll even cut its head off for you and defeather it. Here's a whole chicken.
$4 and you go catch it.
Yep. Yeah, right. There's a discount if you cut its head off yourself.
It was pretty crazy, man. Like, it was an interesting documentary. I liked how he opened the restaurant and actually like exposed everything.
Like himself to all of his interns and assistants and things.
Right.
Pull his cock out.
We just need those Jetsons nutrition cubes. I mean, like, I've eaten. I like eating. But, like, you know, I could probably do without it. Just give me the Jetson nutrition.
That's what we need.
It's too goddamn hard to find the right thing to eat anymore. Just be done with it.
I don't even want that. I want that Pizza Perfect from Back to the Future 2 where it's like you throw it on the
No, man, we need replicators. Replicators is the way to go.
Oh, the Star Trek thing?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I'll take the piece from The Fifth Element when Mila Jovovich pours, like, some little beans and a fucking thing and then pops out a whole chicken. Like, that's my shit.
I'm into that too.
Chicken.
Jody, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, buddy.
Do you have what you would say?
Oh boy.
Is like a pick of the week. Something you want the people to know about, Jody? By the way, Jody, thank you. Thank you for doing the program tonight. Maintain the integrity of podcast month. Jody.
I love you guys. I've been listening to the show for a long time, and you're one of the first indie shows that I started listening to. So it's always
indie shows.
Yeah. I listened to other podcasts before you guys. I'm sorry. But I'm saying you're one of the first shows that were produced by other motherfuckers just like me and do a good job at it. And I'm a fan. And anytime you ask me on, guys, I get all giddy and nervous and shit, and I start, you know, preparing. So thank you for having me, for real.
Did you prepare anything good?
I did have one thing I wanted to talk with you about, Mike. I'm sorry Drunk isn't here because I kind of wanted him. I wanted to say thank you to Travis and Matt and Drunk for calling you retarded a couple weeks ago when you bitched about the box meal that you got and you got potatoes.
It sucked, Jody.
Well, look, here's the thing. I got the text version of that, and I was so happy. I said, look, Mike, he's married. He's cooking for two people. There's no kids. This is a great deal. He'll be able to maybe get some pussy later. You cook the dinner, and you have a good night. And then I get a text message when you get it, and he goes, fuck you, man. They mailed me fucking potatoes. It's just a picture of a potato.
Jody, he just says, I'm a bit of a curmudgeon. I'm a curmudgeon is what I am, Jody. I don't mean to be. And like one of these days, I'm going to find someone exactly like me who agrees with me on all of these things. And there's been things, Travis, over the years that people have called me shitheads at the time for. And later on, they've come around.
I'll take one example.
I'm ahead of my time is what I am.
Just one example of that.
It'll take me a while to come up with one, Travis, but there's been times it's happened where later on somebody has said, this is a bad example, but we were on talking about liquid lozenge. Like when I was talking about how the Alex Jones thing was a slippery slope, people were calling me an asshole. And then like a month later, liquid lozenge told me I was right. And I was. So
you love that shit. I love being right.
I do too. It's my favorite thing in the entire world, Jody.
Absolutely.
Pick of the week, Jody.
My pick of the week is hard seltzer.
Do you see those fucking St. Louis Battlehawks after they won their game went to the locker room and like shotgun fucking hard seltzer? That is the most badass. I love the XFL, man. The fucking XFL is.
I was gonna say this past weekend.
Yeah, I want to hear everybody's stories actually, because that's why I was just gonna get to. How did you guys spend your XFL weekends? Because I know what mine was.
I watched Saturday's games. I watched the 2 o'clock game. I even DraftKings. Like I went in and bet on it. I won $1.70 or some bullshit.
Whoa! Don't spend all that in one place, buddy.
The hard dropping F bomb on the sidelines with the sideline.
That was my favorite. Yeah, right.
Oh, it was so great. I was like, I tuned in and I was watching for like 5 minutes, and that happened after 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, this is the XFL, baby.
And I'm gonna say those DC Defenders, man. That's gonna be a fucking team to deal with this season.
My favorite part of the entire XFL weekend, Matt, was when that punter put that kick like on the 1 yard line, and then a guy ran in and like knocked it into the end zone for a touchback. And the Pat McAfee went over and was interviewing the guy, and he said, "Hey man, why'd you do that? Go! Oh, I thought the guy touched it, so I was gonna try to score a touchdown." Then Pat McAfee just goes, "You know, I respect the hell out of that," and walked away. That was it. That was the whole interview.
This can't laugh.
Don't touchbacks. I didn't watch a lot, but I watched. Aren't touchbacks? Don't they put touchbacks on like the 35 or 40 yard line?
Yeah. Like that punter. That's the best punt that guy will ever have in his entire life.
That guy fucked it right up.
Oh, the fucking XFL.
How about you, John?
What is your XFL story, Jody?
No, that was it. I caught like 5 minutes of the game where the guy said, "We're just trying to do our fucking job." Yeah. I was bootlegging.
Everybody saw that.
Well, so everybody was tuning in, and I bootlegged it. So I'm watching it, and I saw
bootleg it off of ABC.
Bootleg. I don't have like live TV. I have an app, but they don't have live television. Okay, so.
But you can't be bootlegging. It's ABC.
I was just trying to watch it.
Free to everybody.
I was outside watching my kid play in the yard, so I wanted to check it out. I plugged my phone into a Bluetooth speaker just to get the experience. So I turned it on.
Okay. You pretended that you bootlegged.
So your kid, the first thing your kid hears from the XFL is, "We're just trying to do our fucking jobs."
He was away, but that was the deal. I'm sitting here watching, and you know they went 3 and out, and that long-haired dude was walking down the sideline, and I had already noticed that they were interviewing the players, and I go, "This is kind of cool how they talk to guys." And the guy goes, "We're just trying to do our fucking job," and I look at my buddy, and I go, "Hey, this is ABC. Like, this is live national television."
They were way too slow on the fucking bleep button there.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I'm not a big fan of the player interviews. Like, I know we've had like that was a funny moment, but it just seemed like there was more of that. It was just cluttered.
Well, if Pat McAfee is doing them, then I'm fine with it because he was the best part of that Battlehawks game.
Yeah. Well, and everything is mic'd, so like even the refs, like when I'm watching, I'm like, I can hear what the refs are saying. Why do they have to make an announcement?
Oh yeah,
I can hear them talking.
Even when they do the replays, like go into the replay room.
I was having a blast listening to that one quarterback just yell banana, 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 banana over and over again. He's just banana, banana, banana. I was like, what are you doing that?
That one ref that looked like a chick. Like that was pretty good. The one black guy that looked like RuPaul a little bit. And how many people were in the stadiums? That was something my buddy kept cracking on, like looking because they would show that wide angle. And he goes, "You know, the motherfuckers at ABCs are saying, pull them goddamn cameras down. What the fuck?"
Well, they're not even selling the upper bowls.
The DC game.
I couldn't believe how many were at that one, that DC game.
Yeah, there were a lot of people there.
Weekend, I think people might actually show up for the next game. It was awesome, you know, and that's where hard seltzer comes into play. I just happened to be watching the XFL and drinking Bud Light, hard seltzer, mango, and it was okay. So my pick of the week is
You say, Jody, that it was fine?
I would say it's better than fine. It's okay.
Travis, pick of the week?
Okay is better than fine. Travis's pick of the week is, and I don't know, think I brought this up, and maybe I said the original series, Narcos Mexico.
Oh, so good.
It's so good.
And
so
I
fucking good.
Just finished it a couple of days ago and was so happy when they're like, Season 2 coming on Thursday. I'm fucking jacked. The first series of Narcos, the first three seasons with Pablo Escobar, was really good. But this Mexico one is...
Mexico was the best. I loved Narcos.
The villain is terrible. Like, when you think he's going to get his comeuppance, and maybe it doesn't happen, and you're like, that motherfucker.
The brother, like, the dynamic between the two brothers. Great season.
Oh, and the character growth through there, and I guess deterioration is the better way to say that, because they're all sympathetic characters in the beginning, and then as you go through the season, it's like, what the Narcos Mexico. You have to watch Narcos Mexico. It's so good. And my one of my favorite parts, and this might be a spoiler, is that I got to see the actor who played Pablo Escobar in the first series of Narcos one more time, even if it was for a few seconds.
Oh yeah, that cameo was pretty good. Yeah,
that guy is amazing. I can't believe he didn't win awards for that. So Narcos is on Netflix. I highly recommend both series, but Mexico is a highlight.
When I was starting to really get into running, I would throw on episodes of that and watch that on the treadmill, and it really did get me through a lot of my lengthier runs.
That was your treadmill show, Narcos?
Oh, fucking yeah, man. I blasted that whole season on the treadmill.
Very nice.
Matt, pick of the week?
I'm gonna throw out the new show on Netflix, Lock and Key. Watch the first episode. Fucking really grabs you and sucks you in. Go check it out. It's a lot of fun. Interesting. You know, definitely unique. So
is Key the guy and Lock is the girl? And
Lock and Key.
It's about his penis.
Lock and Key and Peele.
Yes. Also, 2020 is the year, the return, the absolute uprising of the Scene Kid. So be prepared for a full-fledged return to pop punk and emo music.
Yeah. Matt has already told us he's got a bus
throbbing erection.
He's got a bus rented, and he's going on a nationwide tour to watch all of the pop punk band resurgences.
Matt, the Guns N' Roses Smashing Pumpkins date lines up with the Rage Against the Machine date in Detroit. I'm thinking if I go to Detroit, I can catch both of them like in the same weekend. How great would that be?
Yeah,
I did buy my tickets to see My Chemical Romance this year.
Go to Detroit, Mike. That's great.
It's not even that far away, and that would be a sick fucking concert setup.
You would die in Detroit.
Yeah, but definitely.
Boston, pretty safe.
Like, if I just get a hotel like really close to the... See, the problem is the two venues I bet are far apart, because one of them is like where the Tigers play, and the other one is at Little Caesars Arena.
I'm going to let you know something right now. Very safe in Boston.
Yeah, see, but...
Is it?
Oh,
if I went to Boston... Matt, see, I wanted to go to Boston. I was trying to talk Mandy into going to Boston, too, and have, like, a whole thing to go see the Guns N' Roses and Smashing Pumpkins, and you were being a real goddamn fuddy-dud about the whole thing.
Okay, listen,
I don't want to go see Guns N' Roses.
I went to see Guns N' Roses when they fucking did their football stadium tour, and it was fine. I didn't really necessarily want to do that again.
But Matt, it's hang out with your pals though.
Yeah, and they're not good anymore.
Like, come up to Milwaukee, Mike. They're in Milwaukee too.
Charles, but the Pumpkins aren't at the Milwaukee date.
Oh, that's right.
Which
Rage would be a lot of fun though, right?
I don't know.
It'd be cool to see Rage. Yeah, 100%.
Jody, I had a Rage Against the Machine bit idea. Mm-hmm. And we haven't done it yet. Let me run it by you.
It wasn't that weird AI game that we just played?
Everyone's thinking that like Rage Against the Machine is it's the perfect time for Rage Against the Machine to come back, right? Yeah. And like they have an expectation of what Rage Against the Machine is going to be. But like what if like Rage Against the Machine puts out new music and it's like all like MAGA pro-Trump shit? Like,
are you think they're going to do that?
No, absolutely not. But wouldn't it be funny if they did?
It'd be funny if it would. Yeah,
that wouldn't be
funny at all. Well,
that would be hilarious.
I would. Hold on. I would like to hear it. first. Like, if you're pitching like their MAGA music, then I might want to get a tank.
Drain the swamp.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is how do you make it funny? I think that there's something there.
Yeah,
but I don't know what it is yet.
Too bad
it was just there. He Travis wrapped it up for you.
Yeah,
that's pretty good, Travis. Do that again.
Drain the swamp. Big beautiful wall. Block of borders from the people getting in. Drain the swamp.
It's just
something like that.
You know,
Crooked Hillary.
Lock her up.
Release the emails. It's just honestly go to anything that Trump has ever said, and then you just make it rhyme.
Cole Feefee.
Guys, pick of the week. I went and saw Birds of Prey, Matt. And I'll tell you what, Birds of Prey, it was fine.
Don't do it.
Matt, now retitled to Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey.
Yeah, it was like a DC said, you know, we need us a Deadpool. Who could our Deadpool be? We don't own the rights to Deadpool, do we? And they were like, no, you don't. And so, like, they just made a Deadpool with Harley Quinn. Like, she narrated the whole thing. Like, the Birds of Prey, they were barely in it. Like, they were barely in the movie.
But how was Black Mask?
Birds of Prey were in it about as much as X-Force was in Deadpool 2. Like, it was a Harley Quinn movie, and they had, like, some other broads that made cameos. Yeah, Ewan McGregor was great. It was fine. So, guys, if you didn't go see it because you think whatever you think, don't think that. It was fine. Go see it. It's fun. Right?
Yeah, huh?
Man. I might actually get out of the HFL this year, right? With the whole last year in it. Maybe I'll get knocked out this time.
Jody, I don't know, because it made no money, the Birds of Prey.
Yeah. Well, I had one of those too already. It was called Dr. Doolittle, I think.
Oh, yeah, that movie fucking bombed, Jody. That movie, you still got James Bond, though. I think that you're going to be okay.
I'm coming out. Fantasy Island is still my sleeper. Like, I think that could be a cool idea if they're going to make it a suspense horror versus, like, the old school show.
It looks cool. The previews look cool.
I hope that does a little something. But Bad Boys did about what I thought it was going to do. But Doolittle shit the fucking bed, man. That was
And I know I've talked to, like, a half dozen people that went to see it. And they all were, like, they didn't say much about it. The couple people said I went and saw it, and then a couple of people said I saw it and it was stupid. So I don't
just
know.
See it because there was Robert Downey Jr. in it. That's the only reason.
Guys, we did it. We'll do it again next week. Thanks for hanging out. Bye. That's my mama. Bye. Fried chicken pots. We called him Hungry Jack. He talked like Tyson and he dressed like the Mac. He invited me out to lunch with an old army buddy and his Captain Crunch. The waiter said, Jack, what would you like today? He said, I don't know, this make it special, okay? He said, cool, came back with the order. Just when I said, hey, yo, Jack, I like your daughter. He said, Pebble, boy, are you crazy? I said, nah, I want to ride in a Mercedes. She could sing while I'm swinging her thing, because the burger tastes better than Burger King. He said, go party, do some mingling. You and my daughter, your brain must be jingling. I said, it's smooth, no disrespect. She'll sign a prenup so she don't get half of my wheat check. Guys, thanks for listening. You can get all of our back episodes at WFODicks.com or follow us on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, WFODicks on all of those. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Val, and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODicks. We'll be back next week. Thanks to Jody for hanging out with us tonight. And podcast month rolls on. Get a candle.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.